Number 21. Tom's Day in the Park. Tom was a boisterous guy who often joked around and blurted out words that made people laugh. Tom's friends thought he was a blowhard because he liked to boast about his charm and good looks. On one blissful afternoon, Tom went for a walk in a local park because he had read in a small blurb in the newspaper that all of the trees and flowers were blooming. He had been to this park once before, when he was a child, but had not stayed long because there was a large blizzard with blustering winds. But today the wind did not bluster. The sky was mostly blue with blotches of white puffy clouds. In the back of the park, there was a bog full of bloated frogs and a few flower blossoms that would bob as the gentle wind blew. On Tom's earlier visit to the park, he had not visited the bog because there was a blockade surrounding it. Protecting the bog, there had been a large boding metal gate with thick bars and blunt bolts that Tom thought could have survived a bombardment of missiles or possibly could have kept prisoners in bondage. But Tom's grandfather had shown him the blueprints of the park and told Tom that his ideas were bogus and bombastic. The fence was around the bog to keep people away while repairmen fixed a blockage of water. Tom blushed when he realized his blunder. But, because his grandfather always spoke in a blithe way and was very bon ami, Tom's embarrassment had not boded long in his mind. This day, the park was full of bright colors, reds, blues, greens, yellows, most of the colors coming from the flowers, trees, grass, water, and sky. As Tom walked along the park, he saw a blur of people rushing by him. Someone asked Tom why so many people were rushing to one spot in the park. Tom bluffed and said that the president was there. Tom decided to go see what the commotion was all about. As he got nearer, he saw a bonny bohemian wearing a blue bonnet. Tom's mind was boggled when he saw that it was a famous movie star. Tom shouted, "I think you're the best actor in the world." The actor thought that Tom was speaking bombast and told his bodyguard to go and bludgeon Tom. After that, Tom went home, got into bed, put his head on the bolster, and decided that he wouldn't go to that park again.